Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, Michael, you've lined up a very special interview this time.
We have. Well, as you know, Michelle and I travelled in a car.
Yes.
From Adelaide all the way to Uluru.
You had a great time.
We had a fantastic time. I keep thinking about that. It was a very special journey. And on that journey, we met an author called Sue Williams. And she, for most of our listeners, probably know her as the author of Women of the Outback and the Outback Spirit. But her new book, Welcome to the Outback, is an extraordinary adventure across Australia. Welcome to the show, Sue.
Oh, thank you very much.
That was a great trip we all went on, wasn't it, though?
Oh, it sure was. It was extremely memorable.
It was, you know, my first, I guess, gallivanting across the Outback. But for you, I guess, you're used to doing all that research and coming across a range of different characters.
Absolutely. But I think it's just wonderful to see sort of city people going into the Outback for the first time and really opening their eyes to what's out there, because I think a lot of us don't really realise what's out there. And I think many of us don't even ever venture beyond the cities. There's been new research out saying that one in four Australians never go beyond a city, which is a shame because there is so much out there to see.
What do you like about the Outback?
Oh, well, when I started going to the Outback, because I'm such a city person, I really didn't like it very much at all. All I could see was dust and dirt and flies and snakes and kind of nothing there, really. No people and just lots and lots of space. Mm. But the more time I spent there and the more I saw and the more people I met, the more I actually started to really fall in love with it, because there are some such colourful people out there, really eccentric characters, some amazing landscapes, just the incredible red of the deserts, of the earth, the amazing big blue skies.
Now, travelling across Australia, though, you didn't just take a car, you know, you travelled by bus and train and camper van and I even heard goat. Tell us about that.
Well, Barcaldine in Outback Queensland is very famous. Well, kind of a bit famous for its Outback goat races. They happen once a year, and I went along to the goat races. And usually it's children in little carriers that ride behind the goats, but they actually allowed me to have a go as well. And previously I'd just been on a cattle drove and riding horses with lots of cattle, so actually riding a little cart behind this much smaller goat was much more relaxing.
It's extraordinary what you write about in terms of getting into a boxing ring. Tell us about that, because
I called Fred Brophy, who runs the last boxing tent in Australia. He works in Outback Queensland. He owns a couple of pubs there. And he just does six dates a year now. He takes his Outback boxing tent to Birdsville and to Mount Isa and a couple of other places. And that's the last place where you can actually pay to fight one of his professional fighters. And I just thought he'd be really interesting to interview, and it'd be interesting to go up and watch some of these fighters fight. And then I phoned Fred and said I was coming up, and then before I knew it, on the phone, I actually said to him, and yes, of course I'd like a fight. And I hadn't really realised I said it out loud, but immediately he said, no, I'm sure you're not really a fighter, and how old are you? And I said my age. He said, no, you're much too young. We like our fighters to be under 30, really. But the more he insisted that I shouldn't fight, the more I insisted that I certainly should. And so for the next 2 weeks, I went to the gym every day to try and get really fit. It was just like a bit of a game, really. But at the point that I was taken into the boxing tent and I had to sit on the mat, and you've got 200 people around you just screaming for blood, and then you're watching guys just really go for it, and you're watching blood spraying all over the place and spit, and you're hearing the real thud of fist on flesh, and you start thinking, oh my God, what
have
I done?
How glamorous.
Yes, exactly.
Did you panic at that point?
Well, actually, the first time I got really hit very hard, everything went black, and as I fell to the ground, I thought, fantastic, I've obviously been knocked out, this is going to be the end of the match. But unfortunately, suddenly the lights flickered back on, and apparently there'd been a power cut. So they just started all over again.
Oh, wow. So what did you learn about yourself? What did you learn about yourself from that experience?
Well, I learned that I'm actually very stupid and I have no imagination.
Author Sue Williams of the new book Welcome to the Outback, available now at all newsagents. Great to have you on the show, Sue.
Thank you very much.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.